Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. Because your health is your wealth. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body, for your mind, for your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well, supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life for less. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook at facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Now, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Welcome to the Monday edition of Let's Talk Nutrition. And I'm not Billy Crystal. He did a good job with the awards last night. Welcome to the show. We'll talk a little bit about that. I was just asking Stephen, my technical producer, how old he is. He was born, it turns out he's born in 1948. We'll talk about that for a second here in a moment. But welcome to the show. And start of a new week on LTN. And with you Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is when the show airs. But anywhere, anytime, online, no matter what your time zone is, you can catch this show using your computer, whatever. Get dialed in at letstalknutrition.com. Podcast, download the shows. There's video and video files and archives there. It's all there. My articles are there. It's all free, and it's all good. And all in, all out, all of the above is how I do this show. It's all in, man. Got to do it. That's the only way I know how to do it. And it was all in, all out, and all of the above on Friday. Over 100 people showed up at the Vitamin Discount Center Health and Wellness Fair in St. Pete at the Vitamin Discount Center store on 4th Street. Over 100 people. I was talking and found out about that. And got to like that. I didn't get it. Obviously, didn't get a chance to talk to everybody. I talked to quite a few people, but not, you know, it's very difficult in between sets and whatnot. But I got there early and I stayed after and got a chance to talk to quite a number of folks. We'll be doing this broadcast again live, again in St. Pete in Tyrone next month. I'll tell you more about that. And we'll get some amplitude on that too. And, we gave a lot of gift baskets away yesterday, gift cards, samples of product from all the vendors that were there. It was great. And I want to thank you. If you're listening, thank you. And if you're not listening, thank you anyway. You can hear me for stopping by. And, it was a pleasure to meet you and talk with the folks I did. I'm grateful. Believe me, I don't take any of it for granted. And some folks I have not seen for a while, and it was good to see them. I saw a lot of new faces, which is always good. So thanks a lot. Really, I'm appreciative. And for over 100 people in a two-hour block of time to show up for a local event, believe me, that is good. That's excellent. There are a lot of people in town that would be like to be able to do that, and it's because of you that that happens. So it's always about the audience. It's about you. And that's what this show's about. And in the spirit of that, two guests today, Dr. Jason Mitchell's with me in the first hour and Jay Bouguet is with me in the second hour. And we're going to be in this first hour. And this is something a lot of people can relate to, young, middle, and on the outer perimeter in terms of aging. And that's joint pain, joint health. It is a common complaint. It's always in at least the top five health issues that people want to talk about. Oftentimes makes the top three. And we're going to talk about joint health with Dr. Mitchell. And, we have some good, very good news, regarding joint health and how to sustain your joint integrity. And he's going to share that with you. And, Dr. Mitchell is with, Country Life. It's a great company. They do a phenomenal job. He's a product formulator. He's an educator, does all kinds of things for them. And Dr. Mitchell, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. How are you doing, Dr. Garko?
I'm doing fine, all things considered. It's always that, you know. There's always stuff going on. And, you know, nobody's immune from the challenges of everyday life. So when I walk in the door, though, close that studio door, it's me, the audience, and the guest, and that's it. And that's all I think about. So, joint health. Have you ever had joint issues? And you're a relatively young man.
Well, yeah, I'm 41 years old, or I'm just about 41 in a few months here. The bottom line is that joint health, you know, joint issues, usually whenever anybody says, do I have joint issues or not, the way they answer it is by virtue of how much pain they're experiencing.
I know.
and I always answer the question, like, I really hope I don't have joint issues. But the pain that I usually have related to my joints are self-inflicted from the sport that I choose and so on. But at the same time, I would argue that pretty much everybody has some level of joint damage or injury or things of that nature. Because, you know, it's kind of like the brake shoes on your car. If you drive your car and apply your brakes from time to time, there is going to be some wear and tear on your brake pads. And your joints are no different. It just depends on the issues that are surrounding your life. How healthy are you?
Well,
what's your diet?
What
kind of things do you do in your life that may potentially place a little more wear and tear on the joints? Are you overweight? Are you an athlete? Are you, you know, getting up there in age? I mean, there's so many different factors.
Or all of the above, right?
Exactly. And usually people judge it based on pain. And unfortunately, once you feel the pain, you're actually a little farther along than just a little bit of joint discomfort.
Okay.
You know, and that's why I always kind of, you know, there's no real straight answer. Have I ever had joint issues? I imagine I probably have, and I probably do. I just haven't felt them yet.
I just wondered if in running and performing, you know, as an athlete.
Oh, sure. I get sore joints all the time. I mean, I did an 11-mile run yesterday, and my knees are not necessarily feeling that great today, but they'll be better in a couple of days. There's a little inflammation that goes on there and so forth. I'm sure I put a little wear and tear on them yesterday.
I'm sure you did. And what's interesting, using the brake pad analogy, when the brakes wear, people take the car into the garage, they have the mechanic put the new brakes on, and they're good to go.
Yeah, they get a new part.
Right. Pretty hard to do that with the way joints are constructed. It's hard to get new parts here. You can, but keeping the integrity of the joint. My point, though, too, is that people engage in a lot of self-care when it comes to joint issues. And I don't have a problem with that either, except for the reliance on non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, the NSAIDs,
right,
and the, you know, aspirin, ibuprofen, naproxen, and so on, all the different corticosteroids, you know, all these different drugs, and they get overused and abused, and people end up with other issues, and they're trying to, because of the one word that you said, the P word, the pain. They want the pain to go away. Your comments.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, when you look at the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs that are used, because that's what NSAID stands for, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and then you look at the corticosteroid drugs as well, to address pain. And here's the one thing. I will tell you that there is some truth to the fact that if you can remove pain from the equation, your body's going to be easier to heal, and that's a fact. And if we can remove the pain in a healthy way, not causing other problems while doing that, well, then you're definitely in a better situation. So people turn to the thing that gives them the pain relief the quickest without having to change much of anything in their life. The problem is pain is important. Because pain actually tells you that something's wrong. And if you take that away, you tend to ignore that something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
All you've done with a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug is simply cover up the pain. Your body's saying, listen, you're in pain because there is a breakdown in your joint. that if you don't do something about it, it's going to get worse, and eventually the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs won't work because you will be too far past, or I should say you will be in a point of no return in a sense. And I look at these drugs and I'm like, well, yes, they do accomplish the goal of getting rid of some of the pain, if not all the pain in the beginning stages, but at some point you're going to suffer severely. And the side effects of these drugs are well known and are pretty, I mean, potentially deadly.
Well, we'll talk about that when we come back on the other side of these messages. My guest is Dr. Jason Mitchell. Joint health, joint pain. You want to have the health, you want no pain. And sometimes in your effort to do something good, to get rid of the pain, you can create something worse. We'll explain and break it down further and tell you what we mean by that. Be right back.
And now a message from Secure, the zinc-free denture adhesive with extraordinary hold.
Dear, did you know it can really make a difference which denture adhesive you use?
Why is that, honey?
Some denture adhesives work better and some are better for you.
Aren't they pretty much all the same?
I've been hearing a lot about that new Secure denture adhesive. Maybe you should try that.
What makes Secure so different?
Apparently, it uses a patented adhesive technology that provides a hold that can last all day long.
I do get a lot of slipping and sliding, so I wouldn't mind something with a longer, stronger hold.
And Secure is waterproof, so what goes on the denture stays on the denture and doesn't end up in your stomach.
I always wondered where all that adhesive wound up at the end of the day.
And I saw on a National Network news show that Secure contains no zinc.
I have to admit, I have been thinking about that.
So now, do you think denture adhesives are pretty much all the same?
There you go. If you're so smart, where can we find Secure denture adhesive?
Secure is available at vitamin discount centers, Mother Earth, The Granary, Richards, and other fine health food stores.
The many health benefits of omega-3 fish oil include a healthy heart and brain, flexible joints, and a healthy metabolism. But for many people, fish oil can be hard to take. So Nordic Naturals came up with a whole new way to get your omega-3s. With new omega-3 effervescent, just add water and enjoy a fruity effervescent drink. You won't even know you're taking fish oil. And the single serving packets let you drink your omega-3s anywhere you want. Made from sustainably harvested Arctic cod from Norwegian waters, Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent is an excellent source of omega-3s for adults and kids alike. And we've also added vitamin D3 for additional health support. All with the same industry-leading purity and freshness that you can expect from all Nordic Naturals products. For more information about Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent, visit www.drinkyouromegas.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
What are you waiting for? It's time to experience pure bliss and the only truly healthy libido enhancer on the market, Raw Nation's Hot Rocks.
Hot Rocks.
So what does it do? It intensifies sexual performance, makes men feel more confident, women feel more sexy, and intensifies your sex life. Hot Rocks were designed to be a vitamin for your sex drive. It's a superfood injected aphrodisiac. It's an overall vitality pill. It just makes you feel amazing. This is the only product on the market that's for men and women both. There's nothing bad in it. Hot Rocks. It's all organic, and it's made right here in the USA. If you already have a strong sex drive, that's great. But what Hot Rocks does is it's going to help you maintain that sex drive and keep it from slipping away, which is a problem that's far too common nowadays.
Call 1-855-RAW-LIFE. That's 1-855-RAW-LIFE to order Hot Rocks. Or get it online at hotrocks.com. HOTRAWKS.com.
Life is better on Hot Rocks.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Strauss Herb Company. Everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol, nourishing the potential of mind and body. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. BioForce. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Welcome back. Joint pain. Probably something many of you are not unfamiliar with. According to the CDC, probably approximately or more than 70 million Americans suffer from chronic joint pain and the symptoms that accompany it. Now, you heard Dr. Mitchell and I talking about non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, these NSAIDs. And often people rely and resort to and said it's to ameliorate the pain. And I understand that. But we've known about some of the complications with these NSAIDs for a long time. And I want to share with you real quickly to set some context here so you know we did Dr. Mitchell nor I just making things up. Back in 1998 in the American Journal of Medicine, this is what they published in an article, and I'm going to quote very briefly. Quote, conservative calculations estimate that approximately 107,000 patients are hospitalized annually for non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug-related gastrointestinal complications and at least 16,500 NSAID-related deaths occur each year among arthritis patients alone. The quote goes on. The figures of all NSAID users would be overwhelming, yet the scope of this problem is generally underappreciated. And, quote, that was true in 1998, and I think it's still true today. Welcome back, Dr. Mitchell.
Hey, how are you?
All right. So what do you think about that?
Well, you know, it's not a big surprise. In fact, quite some time ago, Senator Harkin actually did a visit to our facility, and he had asked some very specific questions about NSAIDs, and there were some bills coming in front of the House related to the use of these drugs, and asked me to do a little research for him, and I definitely supplied him with definitely a handful of nuggets that I thought would help him in some information. And the interesting thing is that the study that you're actually quoting, or the information from the CDC, is very widely understood amongst the educated the educational community, or people that actually read or look at the CDC Center for Disease Control and Prevention website and actually read some of these things. It does not surprise me that the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs cause this much harm. The biggest surprise to me is that there hasn't been more warnings associated with them, and there hasn't been more explicit teaching of what is actually going on when you take these products and what kind of harm they could potentially do. If you take a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, the acetaminophen, the ibuprofen, the naproxen, and so forth, these different types of drugs, and you take them occasionally because you have an occasional pain or bump or something that's just ailing you that you want to use to relieve, they're actually quite marvelous, right? They're amazing using something for some acute little pain or something that can go away, and they do very little, I mean, no harm. It's the chronic use of these drugs over time that puts you in potentially a harmful situation, especially if you think about the ones who suffer the most, and this is not, you know, definitely not being discriminatory towards age or at all, but it's just unfortunately the case, is that one of the related issues with osteoarthritis specifically is that age is a parameter where, as we age, the potential for osteoarthritis increases because our bodies break down.
Age is a risk factor for joint degeneration and pain. Yes, it is.
Absolutely. And when you add these drugs to a degenerating body, unfortunately, you can actually double do the problem. And with what these drugs, the side effects could actually potentially do. So I'm not a big fan of the chronic, you know, using these things to address chronic pain. And here's the one thing I'll tell you, though. They've done quite a few studies to show that these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, where they may relieve you of some, if not all, the pain in certain circumstances, they do nothing to repair the underlying problem. So that means that the pain may go away or even subside a little bit, but the issue is still continuing and will continue to work on you until such a time where the drug may not work anymore, to where the pain will be to the point where you have to go to a more severe circumstance, possibly joint replacement. You know, and these are all things that come with very severe risk.
Sure.
In fact, you know, it's really interesting. As many as 500,000 osteoarthritis-related joint replacements per year are performed in the U.S. alone.
Wow. My God.
500,000.
I know. I mean, it's remarkable and understandable. And just so for the listeners' edification, when we're talking about these NSAIDs, we're talking about over-the-counter and prescription NSAIDs. Those include what are called salicylates, such as aspirin, and other types of NSAIDs, such as ibuprofen. Examples of ibuprofen would be Advil and Motrin. Then you have a category, naproxen. That would be something like Aleve. And then you have COX-2 inhibitors, once Vioxx, which is off the market, Bextra, which is off the market, and then you have Celebrex. These are these COX-2 inhibitors. And there are people that will, as you well know, Dr. Mitchell, they will take a cocktail. They will mix all of these different NSAIDs together.
Well, do you know what they do? You know, and it's really kind of interesting. You're absolutely right. They mix the cocktail. But if you read the bottles on a Tylenol or an acetaminophen-based product, it says do not use more than X number of pills per day. And make sure that you allow at least X number of hours in between taking these pills.
Mm.
And the reason why they do that is because there's potentially issues with liver toxicity and things of that nature to where the liver can be harmed or damaged. Okay?
Right, right.
And so what they do is they go, okay, well, if I can take this much, because Tylenol and acetaminophen and ibuprofen are two different drugs, and they work in two different, I guess you could say, metabolic pathways, if you will, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you could take Tylenol and then you back up the Tylenol with the Advil at different times during the day, you could potentially cover yourself of more pain throughout the day without overdosing on any one product. But the interesting thing is there really isn't much of any research showing what the combination of these drugs
would do. Yeah, but you still only have one liver, okay?
Absolutely. Well, no. I agree with you. I just think it's just, you know what it is? It's something that unfortunately will lead you down a path of failure no matter what. All you're doing is prolonging the inevitable. You know, it's kind of like if you do, I don't even know how to use this example as it relates to the brake pads, but eventually you're going to have to change the brake pads. Or eventually you're going to have to do something that allows those brake pads to be replaced, regrooved. You're going to have to do something so that the car can stop properly.
I know.
And unfortunately, do you want to wait so long that the damage is so bad that it becomes more expensive, more intrusive, more, you know, there's just so many things. When, if you could just simply back up a step and say, you know what, there's an underlying cause here. And maybe if we can actually give the body a little support, maybe more can be done. And actually I can avoid some of this pain so that I don't have to take such an aggressive approach later on in life. And I'll tell you, there's all kinds of options and ways to actually make sure that you support your body, you know? It's
mm-hmm.
just there are.
I know, and pain is an interesting experience and concept. It can be an incredible motivator for people to do something. You know, you have this severe joint pain, whether it's... By the way, there are scores of ways to experience joint pain causes. One site I was looking at, there was like 160 different causes attributable to joint pain. So there's any number of ways you can have joint pain. But if you're in pain, it can either motivate you, one, to get rid of the pain, but it should motivate you to try to address the underlying cause. Or the pain can lead to procrastination, and that's a problem. Pain and procrastination do not mix well together.
If you ignore the signs that pain is giving you, further harm can be done and potentially more detrimental situations can occur.
Absolutely. When we come back, Dr. Mitchell will share with you something that he has developed for Country Life that is pretty remarkable, and it works. And so you have to think about, okay, do I just want to get rid of the symptom? Do I want it, which is the pain? Do I want to get to the underlying cause? Or would I like to accomplish both? And I think you would probably want to try to do both. You just don't want to gloss over the symptom or paint over the house that's contaminated with termites. You want to get rid of the termites. In other words, get rid of the problem. Dr. Mitchell has some ideas about that. Come back.
The science behind Greens Plus is the result of many years of science-based research. Each of the ingredients in Greens Plus is selectively chosen because they are grown in the oceans and on the land in varieties of areas around the world that are guaranteed to deliver the most nutrient-rich ingredients. Combined together, the Synergy is a powerful food product that gives you dynamic energy, vitality, and wellness mentally, physically, and emotionally. To learn more about Greens Plus and Orange Peel Enterprises, please visit us at greensplus.com.
How are you responding to inflammation? New Chapter is the maker of Zyflamend, America's number one herbal therapeutic for inflammation management. New Chapter Zyflamend uses potent broad-spectrum supercritical extracts of safe herbs like turmeric, ginger, and green tea. Zyflamend's ability to support healthy inflammation has been researched and tested by some of the world's most respected medical institutions. Stop by your favorite health and nutrition store today to find out more about New Chapter's line of whole food supplements.
Hi, I'm Jane, and I'm just a regular gal. I exercise regularly. I get a regular paycheck, and I live in a regular house with a regular guy. My bowel? It's regular as well. See, I recently learned that the key to good digestive health is the right balance of good and bad bacteria in the intestinal tract. That's why I use Ultimate Flora Critical Care 50 Billion from Renew Life. It's one of the highest potency probiotics around, with 50 billion active probiotic cultures per capsule. It helps strengthen my digestive and immune systems by creating an environment that makes it hard for potentially harmful bacteria to multiply. It's also the perfect way to restore balance after a course of antibiotics. No wonder it's the fastest growing probiotic on the market today. I use Ultimate Flora Critical Care 50 billion every day. Using anything else would be, well, highly irregular. Ultimate Flora Critical Care 50 billion is available at RenewLife.com or your local health food store. Renew Life, the digestive care company.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition because you deserve it. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. BioForce, Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook.com/ Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Welcome back to the second half of the first hour on Let's Talk Nutrition. And that's a clue that there's a second hour, right? And that'll be at the top of the hour. Make sure you keep that in mind. And in this first hour, Dr. Jason Mitchell is with me from Country Life talking about joint pain and what people try to do about it and their self-care of joint pain. And sometimes, you know, trying to do good things, they end up doing things that do more harm, overusing NSAIDs and whatnot, whether they be over-the-counter or prescription types. Nevertheless, Dr. Mitchell, we want to address the symptoms, certainly, because we want to ameliorate the pain, but we also would like to get at the cause, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's really important because, you know, when all you deal with it with are the symptoms, but you never address what's causing the symptoms, you may never get to the heart of the problem. And if you don't get to the heart of the problem, that it could potentially continue to such a point where it could get worse. And that's what we all, you know, that's what my encouragement is that people should seek to understand why it's happening. Because I will tell you, covering the pain's fine for a little while. But unfortunately, you know, you save a little pain today for a lot more pain later if you don't address the problem. I mean, things like osteoarthritis, if there aren't changes made to the way you live, the way you act, and what you do to treat what's going on. Unfortunately, there's no way to avoid it. Mm-hmm. Eventually, pain will take over, and it's not good. So
okay.
I definitely encourage care, just like anything. You got to maintain yourself.
And you've been thinking about this issue for a while, and you ended up developing a nutraceutical, a dietary supplement for Country Life. That, in fact, addresses this very issue that we're talking about today. Let's talk about that. What's the name of the product? What was in your mind when you put it together? How does it work? And so on.
Right. Well, the name of the product is called Flexible Advanced. And here's the deal. If you think about this, what is the main reason why people end up addressing an arthritic-type situation and it's pain? So obviously, if it's a product that is designed for osteoarthritis or something of that nature, or just for knee comfort or joint comfort or flexibility and things of that nature, the idea is you want to make sure that it helps to address pain. You also want to try to make sure that whatever's causing the pain, maybe there's something that you can do about it, helping to address at least in some way or in a very, you know, in as strong a way possible, dealing with the underlying cause that maybe, just maybe, the body will have an ability to repair itself properly. When you hear the word osteoarthritis, a lot of people think that, you know, there's different types of osteoarthritis and that osteoarthritis is a degenerative type disease, and it's true. The primary causes are age, wear and tear, injury, obesity, but there is a really unique understanding that has recently surfaced in the scientific community with regards to osteoarthritis, and that is that because of this wear and tear, because of this pain, because of these issues that are happening, your body has kind of like an autoimmune response to the damage. Now, that simply means that the immune system begins to turn on itself. And you have something in the joints called cartilage. And this cartilage is made up predominantly of something called collagen. And specifically, most of that collagen is what they call a type 2 collagen. And what's really weird is that when you have this wear and tear and you have this inflammation that's occurring in the joints and so on, the body produces this enzyme that tries to go after that inflamed area. And unfortunately, what it does is it destroys the cartilage. And it begins to tear that cartilage down so that progressively over time, that problem will get worse and worse and worse. Mm. And like we talked about already, the NSAIDs are what people turn to almost immediately because when you take them, the pain goes away, especially in the early stages. But as the stage gets more advanced, people start to look for other alternatives, all the way up to and including joint replacement, which is a very serious thing to consider, but some people just want the pain to be gone so bad they're willing to do just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very interesting, though, that many of the dietary supplements that are out there are related to glucosamine and chondroitin. And glucosamine and chondroitin, they work. The challenge that a lot of people have, and I call them non-responders or slow responders, is that when you take glucosamine chondroitin, how long do they normally tell you to take it, Dr. Garber? They tell you to take it like 3, 6, and 9 months before you can expect any benefits. Here's the challenge. Most people are not willing to experience the pain as in-depthly, you know, as they've been experiencing it for 6, 9 months, hoping that some point it'll actually repair itself.
And moreover, they're not will it take. I mean, compliance is very difficult. People, I mean, it's very challenging to get folks to be consistent to take, whether it's a nutraceutical or pharmaceutical. Ask any doctor. Patient compliance is abysmal. And so,
absolutely. Well, you know, to get someone to take 3 to 6 capsules every day for 3 to 6 to 9 months. Yeah, that's nothing short of a miracle. I mean, I'm pretty well versed on dietary supplements, and I believe that I'm pretty, you know, religious about the consumption of my dietary supplements, the ones that I do use, and I still miss things from time to time. In fact, I forgot to take my lunchtime supplements today already.
There you go.
The reality is that, you know, to get people to comply is very difficult. We thought of that when creating this formula. How can we make it the easiest possible to take? And that even if you occasionally miss sometimes, I mean, it's not going to be that big of a deal. It still works.
Mm-hmm.
We designed the product called Flexible Advanced, and, you know, it does something really simple but yet very special. Believe it or not, though, the ingredient, the primary ingredient in the product is called UC2. It's an undenatured type 2 collagen.
UC2?
UC. U is an umbrella, C is in Charlie, and the Roman numeral 2,
and
UC2.
And what is that?
It's a special type of collagen. It's called undenatured type 2 collagen. This is very similar to the type of collagen that is actually in the cartilage of the joints, okay? And what's really the most neat about it is that this particular collagen has been studied very intently clinically and has been shown to be more than 2 times more effective than glucosamine chondroitin at taking glucosamine at 1,500, 1,200 milligrams of chondroitin every single day. And here's the coolest thing. UC2, it actually gets to the underlying cause as opposed to addressing the symptom. It actually helps to stop the breakdown, to stop the progression of the damage to the actual cartilage by destroying the collagen. It actually helps to allow the body to pull back and say, whoa, hold on a second, let's repair this instead. And it really enables the body to get to actually start repairing the joint so that you can get the results much faster and have more effective, more long-term benefit. Here's the cool thing, though. We doubled it by adding something called Univestin. That is a trademark name for a combination of two herbs called Chinese skullcap and black catechu, also known as acacia. These two herbs are really important because they help with some of the discomfort issues, as does UC2, but it helps with some of the discomfort issues, the inflammation and so forth. And what's really cool about that is the combination of the two things, very simply, help to improve joint flexibility, joint mobility. And what's really the most neat about this formula is that what used to take months, or at the bare minimum several weeks to get results, some people see results in as few as a couple of weeks, and some people even see it as soon as a few days, depending on the severity and the complexity of the issue.
Wow.
Flexible Advanced has 2,000 milligrams of glucosamine added. So for those of you that are considering glucosamine, as well as, wow, this sounds really great too, the combination of the two are already done for you.
That's great.
And Flexible Advanced, it's a three-a-day formula, and we have one also called Flexible without the glucosamine that's just two-a-day, but the Flexible Advanced seems to be the most popular, the ones that most people are interested in, because it combines the nature of what they know about glucosamine as well as the new information about this special type of collagen and these herbs that help with comfort.
Okay. When we come back, we'll talk more about this. And if you're experiencing joint pain, no matter the cause, and you find the joint deteriorating, you want to address the symptom, you want to address the cause. Flexible Advanced by Country Life, or from Country Life, is a good way to go, and all Vitamin Discount Center stores and health stores throughout the United States. Be right back. Stay flexible.
Send your kids back to school with the Nutritional Edge, top-selling, great-tasting, rainbow-light gummies. Sugar-free Fiber Garden gummies provide 3 grams of fiber plus fruits and veggies, rounding out even finicky eaters' diets. Gummy Omegalicious Omega-3 formula supports healthy brain function with no fishy aftertaste, just sweet, tangy raspberry goodness. Gluten-free rainbow-light gummies come in single-serve packets, ideal for lunchboxes. Nutrition that makes the grade from Rainbow Light. Good health is not a luxury available only to the wealthy. Now Foods Life's work is to offer health food and nutritional supplements of the highest quality at prices that are fair and affordable to all of those who seek them. Today, Now Foods is one of the top-selling brands in health food stores. Now Foods is committed to providing products and services that empower people into living healthier lives. Visit them at nowfoods.com for more information. Managing stress for health and well-being for over 40 years.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard water plays a key role in our good health. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Give your body a boost with Vega, Complete Whole Food Health Optimizer, an instant one-stop meal made exclusively from plant-based whole foods. Vega is packed with 5 types of protein, 100% recommended daily intake of vitamins and minerals, fiber, omega-3 and 6, EFAs, antioxidants, probiotics, and much more. Vega contains no animal products, dairy, gluten, soy, sugar, wheat, yeast, artificial sweeteners, GMOs, or pesticides. Learn more at MyVega.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. For more information, go to your local health food store or visit HungerFreeForever.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Full Fast Appetite Control Spray. Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid, Solace. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health. BioForce. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter, at Dr. Garko, and on Facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Most likely, many people listening to the show today are in a considerable amount of discomfort because of joint pain. How do I know that? Well, because if you look at the statistics on the general population in the United States, there are literally tens of millions of people that suffer from chronic joint pain and all the terrible symptoms that go along with it, and primarily pain. And more often than not, joint pain is caused by inflammation, which can stem from an injury, infection, or some inflammatory autoimmune-based disease, such as arthritis. And that pain you're feeling is the inflammation, and it's inflammation-related, you know, and what are the inflammation-related cause of joint pain? That's the question, and you want to certainly deal with that. And as it turns out, Dr. Mitchell, in thinking about this for some time, put together a formula for Country Life called Flexible, F-L-E-X, dash, then Able, Flex, Able, Advanced, Flexible, dot, I didn't say dot com. You don't, there's no website for Flexible, just go to Country Life. But nevertheless, it addresses the symptoms and addresses the cause. And we have a caller, Dr. Mitchell, Ben in Tampa. Ben, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, doctor. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I have a question for Dr. Jason Mitchell.
Absolutely.
My wife, she is an ex-gymnast, and she had an old fracture when she was, I think, 19 or 20 years old, and she's 33 right now. She had surgery about a few years ago before she gave birth to our child, and now she's experiencing a lot of pain. If she walks a half a block, she's in a lot of pain. Sometimes when we go to the theme park, we have to give her a wheelchair because she can't walk that long distance.
Is this a fracture in her foot or some, or leg or where?
It's on the ankle.
Okay.
And I just wanted to see if this might help her, the flexible.
Okay, let's talk about that. Dr. Mitchell?
Yeah, you know, that's a really tricky one because it just depends that with a fracture in a bone, I mean, it's just really tricky as to what's going on. Is there potentially any improper calcifications that are going on in the joint or something of that nature or some other, I mean, I hate to bring up words that are not necessarily for ankles, but I mean like a bone spur or something of that nature that has occurred as a result of the injury or the surgery or the intrusion of people working in there. I mean, it really depends on what the causes of the pain are. You know, what's really interesting is that if she was a gymnast, the chances of actually creating a lot of wear and tear for joints, ligaments, tendons, things of that nature, you're at a high risk for that in that type of an environment. So with respect to that, the flexible would do amazing things and can actually be very beneficial. If it's related to a bone-related issue and because of a fracture and because of some peripheral damage or something else that was done there, it would definitely not hurt, but something to help support bone strength and bone health might be more effective, something like our bone solid, or a combination of the two. But without actually understanding the real nature of why the pain is occurring, it would be very difficult to say.
Okay.
Exactly. You know, I mean, that's where you just have to find out what's causing the pain. Obviously, if she starts to walk and experience the pain after a certain period of time, there must be some type of an impediment there, something that's causing a bone spur that's rubbing on something or something that's a challenge.
It would be worth the time and the effort
to
explore that and maybe get a picture of that, X-ray, MRI, or something. Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, she had an MRI
on it about, I think it was in 2005, and she was great after the healing and about 3 months. She said she didn't have that pain, but after she gave birth to the baby, I mean, during the pregnancy, she was walking a lot. I guess that really
affected. You know, what could be going on, too, and this is pure speculation, you should, you know, see a doctor. Mm-hmm. But after giving birth to the child, I don't know what her nutritional status is, but it could be that her bone health generally is not up to par. And if there's a weakness there to start with, a structural weakness, like Dr. Mitchell is suggesting, their product like Bone Solid. So maybe you do like a bone and joint nutraceutical protocol to address both and try to improve the integrity and the health of the bones as well as the joints simultaneously. And if she has pain, that means she has inflammation, and the Flexable will help with the inflammation for sure. So that might
be. Has she ever been tested for potentially excessive uric acid in the body, something related to gout or something of that nature?
Mm-hmm. See, that's an interesting idea too. But
because excessive uric acid could potentially, I mean, you'd really have to rule out some things before you understand truly. I mean,
exactly.
We couldn't, in good faith, give you a true understanding of what's going on with your wife's ankle, but, I mean, there's some ideas. I mean, supporting bone health because there's trauma there,
okay.
But also understanding that damage can also occur to ligaments and tendons in tandem with damage to bone. So you know, a combination of the Flex Able and Advanced as well as the Bone Solid could be a great combination to give her strength and more integrity building there. So.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Doctor. Have a great afternoon.
You know, you're very welcome. Thanks for calling, Ben, and thanks for listening to the show. That one product, Ligatend, that...
Yes, Ligatend is fantastic.
Ligatend is a very good product. You should be impressed that I remembered that, Dr. Mitchell.
Yeah, I am very impressed because I actually use that every day for the sport that I'm involved in. I have to use that every day.
Ligatend
and hyaluronic.
Ligatend is also another product from Country Life. Or is that Country Life or is that a...
No, it's Country Life. It's Country Life.
Yeah, it's called Ligatend, yep. For, of course, for connective tissue, like yep. ligaments and so on. So you get that, add that to the mix. And so, but rather than speculating and guessing, go to a doctor and have the doctor take an MRI and see what's going on there. Because if you're walking and you're getting ending up with pain, that, you know, like you said at the very top of the show, Dr. Mitchell, listen to your body.
That's right. It's telling you that something's wrong and that you need to address it. And, you know, ignoring pain doesn't mean that it'll go away. If you use a pill to make pain go away, it'll go away temporarily, and that's it.
And, again, in terms of the flexible advanced, how much and with or without food?
Well, here's the cool thing. You always want to, you know, unless the supplement tells you specifically take it without food, like on an empty stomach, you should always take your products with food. It should tell you that as well. But I tell you, 3 capsules a day, and taking with food, but if you take 1 capsule with breakfast, lunch, and dinner, that's great. If you take 2 in the morning and 1 at night, that'll work as well. The cool thing about it is it's not a lot of product to take for the benefit that you get in such a short period of time. We are getting such amazing results in very short periods of time that people are getting relief, and it's just really wonderful.
I have to, before you go, real quick, there's a book out called The End of Illness. Are you familiar with the book?
I'm not. No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, next time you come on, I want to talk to you about it, Dr. Okay. Agus, and he talks about people. He says some real good things in a book, but he talks about people taking an aspirin and statin every day when they're at midlife.
Boy, I would have a trouble with that one.
Yeah, I have lots of trouble with that. And he's on some campaign to undermine nutraceuticals and dietary supplements. Look him up, Dr. Agnes, The End of Illness. Dr. Jason Mitchell with us. Try the Flexable from Country Life because your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you. I'll see you in a second hour.
The science behind Greens Plus is the result of many years of science-based research. Each of the ingredients in Greens Plus is selectively chosen because they are grown in the oceans and on the land in varieties of areas around the world that are guaranteed to deliver the most nutrient-rich ingredients. Combined together, the Synergy is a powerful food product that gives you dynamic energy, vitality, and wellness mentally, physically, and emotionally. To learn more about Greens Plus and Orange Peel Enterprises, please visit us at greensplus.com.
How are you responding to inflammation? New Chapter is the maker of Zyflamend, America's number one herbal therapeutic for inflammation management. New Chapter Zyflamend uses potent broad-spectrum supercritical extracts of safe herbs like turmeric, ginger, and green tea. Zyflamend's ability to support healthy inflammation has been researched and tested by some of the world's most respected medical institutions. Stop by your favorite health and nutrition store today to find out more about New Chapter's line of whole food supplements.
Hi, I'm Jane, and I'm just a regular gal. I exercise regularly, I get a regular paycheck, and I live in a regular house with a regular guy. My bowel? It's regular as well. See, I recently learned that the key to good digestive health is the right balance of good and bad bacteria in the intestinal tract. That's why I use Ultimate Flora Critical Care 50 Billion from Renew Life. It's one of the highest potency probiotics around. With 50 billion active probiotic cultures per capsule, it helps strengthen my digestive and immune systems by creating an environment that makes it hard for potentially harmful bacteria to multiply. It's also the perfect way to restore balance after a course of antibiotics. No wonder it's the fastest growing probiotic on the market today. I use Ultimate Flora Critical Care 50 billion every day. Using anything else would be, well, highly irregular. Ultimate Flora Critical Care 50 Billion is available at RenewLife.com or your local health food store. Renew Life, the digestive care company.